Gamers, trainers, Pokemen, what is going on? It is Roy Flash Gordon, your host of Pokemen's Health. Pokemon meets men's mental health, and I just wanted to say thank you all so much if you tuned in last week to our first couple of episodes, keeping the ball rolling again with another great guest who's active in the Pokemon community. You know when you're just kind of scrolling Instagram, you get your stories rolling, and you push a button, and then they're, you know, they're rocking, you're switching, flipping the slides and whatnot, and oh shit, look. That guy has is that a Charmander charm on his whatever the hell? Oh, that's cool. Maybe he's a fan. And a few days later, you look and he's posting his living room and there's all the starters all over the living room. And it's like, okay, this guy's an actual fan, not just like, you know, some guy who like checks in with Pokemon here and there. So I had talked to this guy, right? And this man, his name's Peter. Peter is a fitness coach like myself, and we didn't even work at the same studio, just knew each other through the grapevine a little bit. And I'm like, yo, you into the game? What do you play? And he's telling me he plays Pokemon Unite and whatnot. And I'm just like, oh, dude, like, we got to, like, hop on together. And just, like, out of nowhere, just other guy who I bump into in a completely different context is a fan. And not only a fan, but, like, a big one. And it's just so fun to find each other out in the wild like this. So when I thought about creating the podcast, I thought about Peter immediately. And Peter, who is still working as a fitness coach, but also a flight attendant, is going to come on and tell us a little bit about being diagnosed with depression at a young age and living with that. So excited about this chat. Excited to let you guys hear it. I do want to mention, we now have a Patreon. So had that Patreon developed as an opportunity for you to perhaps do some work, right? The podcast is here to kind of enlighten you, inspire you to look at your mental health in a different light, tackle it or start to take it on if you haven't, and really highlighting the importance of that for men, as we're typically the ones to ignore that shit. So podcast is about awareness. The Patreon is an opportunity to go a little bit deeper on specific topics. You have the opportunity to request topics you want to learn more about, but inside the Patreon, I'll be doing exclusive content around other areas of concern for men and their mental, emotional health. So dating, sex, being in a relationship itself, fitness, your actual, you know, whatever, you know, mental health situation you're dealing with, perhaps finding resources, all that sort of stuff, exclusive content around those things, stuff that will only be able to be found in the Patreon. So stuff like that in addition. So that's, you know, one tier. The next tier will have, of course, have that, have uncut versions of the podcast, as well as opportunity to join a private community on the Discord where you can go even deeper with guys who want to do the same thing, as well as the opportunity for a monthly meeting where you come with your specific issue and get real-time support and even coaching from me. And of course, from the other guys in the Patreon. So something for you to consider. Link is going to be in the bio. With that said, we'll get to my guest. He is Peter Issa. All right, crew. And it's Roy Flash Gordon here on Pokemon's Health with Peter Issa. And my man, very excited to have you here. Why don't you tell the people a little bit about who you are, what you do, how old you are, all that good stuff.
Yeah, my name is Peter. I am 31. I have been working in the fitness industry for well over a decade at this point. I started when I was 17, actually, and fitness is just incredibly important to me. I started teaching class or working out with a personal trainer when I was about 11 or 12, and it's just kind of evolved from there as a passion where I ended up getting a degree and a master's in exercise science and exercise physiology, respectively. And when at a very, very young age, I got into Pokemon right as it was released. It was all the craze, early 90s. And I've got two older brothers. So me and my brothers spent many, many nights playing Pokemon Red and Blue and Pokemon Coliseum and all those Pokemon Snap.
Yeah, totally.
But it's been kind of a continuous thing. I'm in my 30s now. I've got a Pokemon tattoo.
Oh, hell yeah. Which one you
And
got?
I've got Ancient Mew on my bicep.
Oh, that is
So,
insane. It's so cool.
yeah.
That's what's up. Those were magical days when that movie came out and those cards were floating around.
It still makes me cry. That movie still makes me cry every
I
time.
feel it. The song that drops during all the Pokemon's tears flowing and making Ash turn into a human again. Classic.
Yes.
So how do you currently engage with the Pokemon community?
I have still played all the main series games, Scarlet, Violet. I haven't picked up for a little while, but I'm still a pretty avid Pokemon Go player. I have a dog, take her for walks, and just play Pokemon Go while I'm on the walk. I'm also a flight attendant full time, so it's a great way to walk around just different cities. And I almost every day run into somebody else who's playing, which is really cool. And Pokemon Unite is also another game that I like to play because it's kind of like I can like have Netflix on in the background and play Pokemon Unite and kind of do both of my nerdy things all at once.
Hell yeah, man. I love you mentioned your profession with the fitness and with being a flight attendant, and I just love the variety of the fandom, right? People of all walks of life, shapes, sizes, professions are fans, and I was really excited just one day on Instagram like 2 years ago to see you post something about Pokemon, and it'd be like another like grown ass man who's really into Pokemon and like seems like we get the label of nerdy, et cetera, and that can look so many ways, but like just like fit, popular, great job, and still really into this as an interest, Pokemon as an interest. And I think we get a lot of weird assessments if we still play Pokemon at a certain age. What do you think about that? Have you experienced any
Yeah,
of
for
that?
sure. Oh yeah. And I don't know. I think that at a somewhere in high school, I just really stopped caring about what other people thought of
Hell
me.
yeah.
I just was like, why do I care? Like, if I want to play Pokemon, I'm going to play Pokemon. If I want to, like, I have a treadmill here at home, and I'm a little under the weather, so I haven't been at work, but I still have like energy, so I'll like get on the treadmill and literally just play Pokemon Unite while I'm walking on the treadmill. And
Beautiful.
you can mix the fitness world and the Pokemon world. But I think that this judgment of other people and what other people enjoy to do is just so silly. Like, why does my enjoyment of Pokemon affect you in any way?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just you have your things that you like, I got my things that I like.
Big time. I think people have a lot of, see someone having fun with something that they maybe once had fun with and for whatever reason had to let go of, or they wish they could have fun in such a way, or they wish they could seem as free as you seem while just not giving a fuck that you're, playing this kid's game, which is awesome and really fulfilling for whoever picks it up if they really, give it some time and look at it.
I don't even see it as being, I don't see it as being a kid's game still. Like, it's just like
Totally.
it's just a game, you know? Like, if you enjoy it, have fun.
Absolutely. This a great conversation for the podcast. This podcast is about like kind of in a lot of ways about a lot of stuff, but in a lot of ways like challenging what it is to grow up, challenging what it is to go from boy to man and like however that looks. So one of the questions to take however you take it and answer however you answer it, because you can go so many ways. In your opinion, in your learning, what is a man, quote unquote, supposed to be?
Um, whatever they want to be. That's really, that's, you know, there's no one right way to be a man or to be masculine, or it's all just about, I think that honestly, kind of like it's whatever you do, just do it confidently. That's really the biggest thing. You know, if you don't half-ass it. If you want to like Pokemon, cool, like Pokemon and then just enjoy it. I think some people are honestly jealous of the fact that we're open about enjoying playing Pokemon, and they're like, I kind of want to play it, but I don't want to be labeled as a child. Who cares? Like, you know, like I don't consider myself a particularly feminine person, but like I paint my nails sometimes, and like I don't think that's a masculine or negative or a feminine thing. It's just a, it's an expression thing, and it's I get bored, I paint my nails, and then I move on with my life and don't care if somebody judges me for it. You know, whatever you want masculinity to be, it can be. I think that it's just really kind of whatever you do, just do it confidently and do it truthfully to yourself.
That could be the mic drop right there, man. I really appreciate the very first thing, and it's a man is whatever he wants to be, and that is beautiful, whatever they want to be. And I really say, like, we get so many messages that try to push us into a certain box, fill a certain role. And if you ask me, that's led to a lot of people just not feeling good about themselves because of not being unable to, or simply not wanting to, express themselves in a certain way. Have you, like, had to experience anything along those lines, trying to be put into that box?
Oh yeah, especially in the fitness industry, being a male in the fitness industry, where I've never been like a huge buff dude. I've always been more like the lean kind of like endurance build rather than the power lifting build. And you know, I've experienced kind of almost like a judgment from like, oh, you're a personal trainer, but you don't have like huge biceps. So I'm like, yeah, but I can outrun you and out endurance you any day. Being masculine is not one thing or another, and being fit is not one thing or another. Like there's different ways to be masculine, there's different ways to be fit. And you know, some people have tried to put me in that box of like men shouldn't do cardio, they should only lift weights. Men shouldn't like Taylor Swift, men shouldn't paint their nails, men shouldn't go get manicures and pedicures. And at the end of the day, you know, like people have tried to fit me in that box, and I think very quickly realized that I am going to put myself in whatever box I choose to, and I'm still probably going to break out of that box at some point.
Challenge all the boxes. Challenge all the boxes. I think that's growth. That's growth. And I love the second I love a good mani-pedi myself. It's been a minute. My joints are a little, they're a little rough, but I've enjoyed the high life before. It's a good time. So I appreciated that. I think this, so we also have a great conversation here. Again, that whole box concept. I think that a lot of men have been challenged by being put into that box, and it has had adverse effects on their ways they deal with their emotions, the ways they deal with their mental health, even their physical health, even down to like asking for help when they realize something's like wrong, something's up, And a lot about what this podcast is like, hey guys, like we all connect on this one thing, this Pokemon thing, right? And we all probably connect on a lot of other stuff that we wouldn't know about because, often we don't share. And the sharing that men do on this podcast can often inspire others to, go to share with somebody whatever the hell they need to share so they can feel a little bit better about themselves. So I was wondering if you might have a story or any experiences about a time that you might have struggled with something around your emotional health or your mental health that you overcame or possibly even going through now.
Absolutely. So I have depression, and that's something that I try to be very open about because, again, that can almost be like an anti-masculine thing to have emotions in general. And to even say, like, I do therapy every week and I take medication for it. And I have never felt happier or more myself than when I found the right balance of medication and balance of therapy, and that there's, there's no right way to treat mental health. There's certainly wrong ways, but if there's no one right way. But initially, what got me into fitness was actually depression. I was experiencing depression, and a lot of medications weren't working, and my doctor was talking with my mom and said, "Hey, you work with a personal trainer, right?" And she said, "Yeah." And he said, "There's a lot of research behind mental health and exercise, so maybe let's get him with a personal trainer." And that's kind of how I actually initially started in my fitness journey. And it made me feel so confident and strong, and kind of gave me this like control over like how to kind of mold and change my own body. And it gave me something to learn. And it was really like a life-changing experience for me. And that's really what made me dive into just the fitness industry as a fitness professional, and recognizing the mental health aspects of it is, like those people who look at me in the gym and they're like, "Oh, you could probably squat heavier or bench heavier than you're doing right now." And I'm like, "Yeah, but like I'm just doing what feels good to me." Like, honestly, like, do I work out for aesthetic purposes? Somewhat. But honestly, like, it is so much a mental health thing that is so beneficial to me. And so really, it's kind of been a constant throughout my life with mental health battle, where I've got the highs and the lows, and luckily the highs are more often than the lows now. But there's that kind of masculinity thing of like, I'm gonna deal with this on my own. I don't need anyone's help. And sometimes that help can just be maybe not even therapy, not even medication, but finding that thing that just brings you happiness and brings you joy, and just doing it, whether it's exercise or Pokemon or dance or video games in general that aren't Pokemon or whatever it is, finding that thing.
How old were you when you started to deal with depression?
I was 6 years old, actually.
6 years old. Holy shit, man. That is a long journey you've had. That's like
Yes.
you came up with it. That was kind of like a growing partner, a growing buddy with you. That's
Yes.
very
Yeah.
I've never heard that. So I definitely feel you on that, man. So you got into fitness pretty early then too?
Yeah, I started with a trainer, I think, when I was 11 or 12.
Wow.
Was when I started with a personal trainer. And so, when you're like an 11 or 12 year old boy, and then I was always of the super, super, super skinny, like skin and bones kid,
Same here.
which come, yeah, it comes with its own, some people are like, "Oh, I wish that I was underweight instead of overweight." I'm like, trust me, like you get bullied either way. Like
Different
there,
problems.
yeah. And I think like going through like puberty and stuff, and really kind of feeling like these changes, and being like, I can bench press, I can, because that's such like a masculine thing, is like bench press, deadlift, squat, but at the same time, like, just it's also like a confidence thing too. Like, oh man, my confidence just skyrocketed. And I think that working out in a gym and with a trainer kind of almost gave me permission to like fail at something in a productive way, where it was like, "Hey, we're going to try this new movement. We're going to try a deadlift. Okay, you did it wrong, but let's go back and redo it because you're going to get it right." And okay, cool, you got it. Now let's add weight. Let's add weight. Let's keep doing this. Okay, cool. I think we reached your max. Now we've got a new goal of trying to get 10 more pounds on. And it really taught me structure and balance and a productive way to exist in such a like chaotic state when you have depression and hormones and adolescence going into adulthood, and it's just a chaotic time in general.
Man, I really want to just speak some respect for your story, as that is a lot to like being a kid and then becoming an adult. Like, it's already a journey, and you did that with a little extra on your shoulder. So, very, very ton of respect for you. I think this fitness journey thing, for a lot of people, they might see like the end result and just be discouraged in the first place. And what I've seen is more and more people, and me and Peter's relation is we both are Orange Theory fitness coaches, and we kind of grew to find each other online from there. But at Orange Theory, I feel like I hear more and more that people are coming for their mental health benefits and like to do the work to do that. And I think a lot like that goes such a long way. And if you happen to also want to change how your body looks for whatever reason, like based on whether that happens or not, or that happens quickly or not, I think so much goes into how, one, you're going to be feeling better because of like the endorphins of it all and moving your body, but also that you are taking steps towards whatever that goal is. And I think it's not necessarily getting that goal, but the steps, like the taking of those steps, that can really alleviate a lot of possible negative or low vibe feelings that you have about yourself. What do you think about that for folks who might be on this journey or start trying to start this journey?
100%. So, having a degree and a master's and over a decade of experience in the fitness world, I have people ask me all the time, like, what is the best exercise? What is the best exercise program? Or, and my answer is literally always the same. It is the one that you like. Because if you like it, and you'll stick to it, because consistency, I mean, everyone in the fitness industry better, they better say, like, whatever you do consistently, like, consistency is literally the most important thing above everything else. And if you like it, you're going to stick with it. If, like, are there certain things that are superior to others? Sure. But at the end of the day, it's, are you going to do it every day? Is it something that you can do every day for the next indefinite period of time? And then also kind of like balancing the, I know the Orange Theory will be like, what's your why? Why did you walk through those doors today? What is your why for being here? And just hold on to it, because for everyone it could be something different. It could be aesthetics, it could be they're training for a marathon, it could be mental health, it could be so many, it could be because their doctor was like, hey, you're gonna have a heart attack and die if you don't do this. Like, whatever your why is, as long as it's something that's motivational to you and a healthy why, because you can get into this like unhealthy, like, I want to lose 30 pounds in 30 days, and like, that is not
Please
a
don't.
healthy rate to lose weight. But I think the people that I've seen the most success with over time have a very like internal why of like, I want to be able to pick up and play with my kids or my grandkids, or I want to just feel better. And I know I feel better when I work out consistently. Those whys, because people, when they achieve the goal of weight loss or fat loss or whatever, then they kind of lose their why. It's kind of like a, whereas the mental health is kind of an always there thing.
Something that you need, that or something that needs that consistent attention, or else it may not go in directions you want it to go in. I love that you mentioned the why, and it's something that's motivating to you, but also I love to always add, like, even with that why, like that feeling of motivation is a fleeting one, and there's going to be days where it's popping off, and there's going to be days where it's just like crickets. There's going to be like crickets, and for the sake of your consistency and what you've chosen for your life and that why, you got to be able to pull whatever action you can from that Y at that time, when you're up against the wall, like in the middle of that last minute sprint or whatever, and in that last 10 seconds, that Y can carry you across that finish line. And there may be times that, you may not internally feel that like the juice is bubbling,
Oh,
but
yeah.
at least you got it up top, in your head, and that can at least get you continuing moving down that path somehow.
Yeah, and really thinking, one of my favorite things is when people come to class and they're new and they say, I haven't worked out in 10 years, just don't expect a lot from me. And I always say, the only thing I expect is that you do your best. The only thing that I expect is that you try. That's it. That's all that I want. And I remember seeing this thing on social media that was flying around a few months ago that was like, if you only have 40% and you give 40%, you actually gave 100%. And I love that because that also relates to exercise. Like, not every day, some days you feel tired, you feel like shit, whatever. Like me right now, like I'm a little sick, but I still got out my treadmill, did very low intensity. I got to let my body heal. I just walked at 3 miles an hour, nothing that's strenuous. And, but at the same time, like, I have every excuse to just not do it, and I'm still doing it.
Oh,
And I've only got my 40%, and I'm going to give that 40% that I've got for today.
that's beautiful.
And I think some people think that when, if they don't feel 100%, they just shouldn't show up. And I'm like, no, that's actually the most important time to show up is when you don't feel your best. Because if you can show up when you don't feel your best, you're definitely going to show up all the other times.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And that's like whatever is happening with your body in those moments, like that's like a mindset shift, that you kind of getting a little bit closer to the next like best version of yourself. And that's solid. Final question then. Looking at kind of your journey to be in a place of wellness physically, emotionally, mentally, why does Pokemon fit in? Like what is there about that that contributes to your happiness?
It's just something that I found that just brings me joy, and why let go of something that doesn't? Or the why let go of something that does bring me joy. It's something that's, I can go and revisit the old games, and it's that super just nostalgic part of it. There's that way to kind of just separate myself from the general state of the world or the chaos going on in my own mind, and it gives me something to just focus on. But there's also so many different ways to enjoy it, where with all the different games that have come out, whether Pokemon Go, for instance, they did this amazing thing of targeting a group of people who can be very hard to target health and fitness wise. And I've heard so many people who were like, I've never been in a gym, but I walk 10 kilometers a day with Pokemon Go and I've lost weight. And I'm like, that's so cool.
Amazing.
My mom plays Pokemon Go, and it's one of the things that she's retired, but it gets her out of the house. It gets her interacting with people. She has friends who are younger than me, and she'll text them and be like, hey, want to go do some raids today?
Oh,
And
wow.
it's such a cool way for her to stay social with her kids, because my older brother also plays, and with other people in her community. And then beyond that, it's just like, I don't know, there's like that nostalgic piece, but there's also the looking forward to what's the next game they're going to come out with, what's the next Pokemon going to be like, how is Pokemon evolving with kind of the open world aspect that they've done with some of the more recent games, and the changes that they've made. And it's still like familiar, but at the same time, so you have like that comfort of like familiarity, like kind of watching an old TV show that's just like, it's just there, you know exactly what you're going to get. That's like really nice, but then they kind of change it up a little bit. But yeah, it, I think it's one of the things that I'm going to enjoy for the rest of my life in one way or another, depending on how they continue to progress.
Definitely. I feel you there, man. I'm right there with you. I love the family connection. And
Yeah.
now I have got three little nieces, and two of them are so two are 8 and 9, and they're both into it. You know, they've already gone through phases of being really interested, and then not that interested, and then really hot on it again. And it's really fun to like to share in that with them. It's such a family thing, and yeah, I love to hear we get that link there as well. To wrap things up, you got well, before we wrap things up, have you checked out Pokemon Sleep?
I haven't downloaded it, but I've looked into it. I was like, that's such an
Dude,
interesting idea.
it's dominating my mornings. So I'm just like sleep, wake up, and that's when you catch them, like right when you wake up. And it's a nice way to get excited about that 4:30 alarm for sure.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm sure. Cool.
Good stuff, man. Well, I really appreciate you. Have any last bit of inspiration that you might say to any fan out there who might be in whatever situation they're in, struggling with whatever they're struggling with, what would you say to them?
Oh man, as cheesy and as corny as it sounds, like it gets better. Like I know that that phrase gets thrown around with mental health all the time, but there were so many points in my life when I did not think I was going to make it out, and I did, and I am so grateful to the fact that I stuck through and pushed through because I am legitimately happy. I am legitimately enjoying life, and there were points in time when I did not think I'd be here. So, it does get better. You gotta work for it. It's not always easy, but it's worth it.
Peter, man, thank you. Well said. I appreciate
Yeah.
your light. I appreciate the inspiration you are for people, and you're a badass brother. Thank you for coming on, and I look forward to chatting with you in the future.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Of course. And folks, that was my chat with my friend Peter, and just a inspirational time as always. And this talk made me think of ways to kind of drive points home, and I want to kind of pose a question. And I'll pose this question in a different way at the end of each interview, just to help drive the point home with, some of the themes that the guests may have spoke about, and maybe some things that they didn't speak about. But there's, so many ways that we are kind of programmed that a man is supposed to, programmed to believe anyway, that a man is supposed to operate. And around this area of fitness, I want to pose this question as a possibility, and not a should. There's so many shoulds, and I believe that we should live with as few shoulds as possible, that being one of them. And I don't want to offer any shoulds, but I want to offer idea possibility. As there are many ways we can choose to be as men, there's many ways we can choose to be as human people, etc. So here's one possible choice. Now, what if a man, instead of basing the level of manliness he possesses around his size, his strength, his possession of biceps, broad shoulders and a big chest, what if that man instead focused on his fitness, took pride in having the appearance he desires? Sure, but focused on benefits rather, other than that physical aspect, the validity of his manhood being balanced on that physical aspect, and instead nourished himself through his fitness, connected to his body through his fitness, learn things about himself through his fitness, grow areas of his life that he could not grow other places through his fitness. Fitness does not have to just be this place where we prove some point about how macho we are, but a place of development, growth, health, mental health, even. If we take our kind of goals, what we want personally, there's always something there for us by learning to take better care of our bodies. And through that, we can approach almost all areas of life from a more empowered place. So if you got any value from today's episode, would love to hear about it on social media. Remember, following me on Twitter, on Instagram is where you'll find me. And of course, we have the Twitch streams. Updating the schedule starting this week or next week, alternating Tuesdays and Wednesdays, as well as every Thursday. And those are places where we can just come hang out, play the game, and of course, if you need support, be there for that support. So follow me on those channels. Answer the question of the week, which will be related to what we just talked about, a little bit about your fitness. Would love to hear what you guys have in store. Look out for next week's episode. Really excited about this one. It'll be with another popular streamer, goes by the name of Moxie Boosted. So look forward to that one as well. My friends, thanks for joining me. We'll talk soon.